This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled The Biblical and Theological Case for the Lord's Day. This paper explores the scriptural and theological foundations for Sunday worship, commonly referred to as the Lord's Day, and how it relates to and ultimately transcends the Old Covenant observance of the Sabbath. The shift from Saturday to Sunday is not a matter of convenience or cultural drift, but a rich theological development grounded in Christ's resurrection and the inauguration of the New Covenant. Drawing from Romans 14, Colossians 2, and early church practices in Acts and 1 Corinthians, I argue that while the Sabbath was a sign under the Mosaic covenant, Sunday worship reflects the new creation begun in Christ. Paper examines covenant theology, the distinction between moral and ceremonial law, and the role of Christian liberty in worship practices. I also engage with early church fathers like Ignatius and Justin Martyr, who affirmed Sunday worship not as a rejection of Sabbath rest but as a fulfillment of it, transformed by the grace and freedom found in Jesus. This study includes critical interaction with both pro-Sabbath and pro-Sunday scholarship, aiming to show how Sunday became a symbol of Christ's victory and our spiritual rest in Him. This paper is a theological call to rediscover the significance of the Lord's Day in light of the gospel. If you've ever wondered why Christians worship on Sunday and whether that's biblically justified, this paper provides the answer. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!